This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Corey Crow. Fox News reports New Orleans has assumed the top spot for the most homicides per capita of any American city. Data collected up until September of last year shows that the city that care for God has an average of 52 murders per 100,000 residents. Metropolitan Crime Commissioner President Rafael Goyeneche says that the blame is the city's rising violent rate is all on the mayor, the DA, and the police.
The crime trends that we've been experiencing over the past 3.5 years are essentially a decision made by our political leadership to de-emphasize public safety.
New Orleans has already seen 208 murders so far this year. The homicide rate now outstrips St. Louis. That's the previous murder capital, plus cities like Chicago and New York. Goyeneche says they've been alerting Mayor LaToya Cantrell and other city leaders to the rapidly developing problem for over 2 years.
I'm upset and concerned that our political leadership didn't do anything about this when we started talking about it in 2020.
Goyeneche says the city's reputation as being unsafe for visitors needs to reverse soon, or the tourism trade will evaporate. He says the truth is that just over half the city's murders and robberies occur in just two policing districts, and concentrating police presence and action there will help a lot across the city.
If they can reduce violent crime in those two districts by 50%, they reduce violent crime by 25% citywide.
He says he hopes the mayor will reverse course and take action to stem the tide of crime in the Crescent City. Baton Rouge police are continuing to investigate the murder of Allison Rice. She was the LSU student gunned down on Friday as she attempted to turn her vehicle around at a train crossing. Baton Rouge police spokesman Sergeant Gene McNeely says they've received numerous calls about the case.
Now, we want people to continue to give us what they may have. Anything that they may hear could be a break in this case.
McNeely says they believe the shooting was a random act, even though the majority of women who are murdered do know their assailant.
We don't have anything at this particular time that's saying that. But you never know what information that may come forward that would take a turn in this investigation to point us at a particular individual and then give us a motive.
Because the case remains under investigation, he limited his comments.
You know, we're somewhat tight-lipped with the information that we have because we do believe that the perpetrator that committed this crime is listening and they're watching and they want to see what we have and what information we may put out.
This is KEDM.